On improper payments, the board recommends pilot projects to address the root causes. Enrique Salem is part of the task force that studied the issue.
And we've had a number of subcommittee meetings really focused on how do we get the right scope for this improper payments area to make sure that we can get some real tangible results. If we start on the slide, obviously a number of different interviews with deputy secretaries and agency leaders, and we found some specific issues around what were their challenges as they try to attack the improper payments area.
In 2011, agencies doled out at least $115 billion in improper payments. Now, the White House has challenged agencies to save $50 billion by the end of this year. The board is also recommending what it calls meaningful incentives and deterrence for third parties. Salem says this is especially important for the Labor Department's unemployment insurance program.
If they drive savings in improper payments, that actually is not directly tied to the state budget. That comes out of the payroll tax, employee payroll tax services. And while it's obviously a good thing to reduce what businesses are paying, it's not directly tied to potentially the incentives that that individual has. And the important point there is they manage a number of different programs that could really put us in a situation where they could be doing overall a job that is acceptable to the governor's office, but may not be doing a great job in this area. And so what the team is really going to think through is what are the appropriate incentives that start driving a meaningful change in behavior, because there is, again, you know, in the order of, you know, $14 billion that could be saved here.
Salem spoke Thursday in a phone meeting by the board. Another recommendation focuses on developing a communications plan for stakeholders. The idea is to make sure they understand their responsibilities, but it's also to get them familiar with the consequences of improper payments. Board member Greg Brown.
You can think about how we're proceeding in four categories: avoiding, saving, prioritizing, and institutionalizing. Enrique talked about the avoiding of improper payments of $50 billion by the end of 2012, the savings that we're embarking upon coming from an all-time high of 5.4% in 2009 and working it to almost half that by the end of 2014, the prioritization around the states and the specific pilots around Treasury Do Not Pay and labor unemployment insurance, and then institutionalizing is the fourth, around incentives, accountability, and leading ultimately, hopefully, towards some centralized verification, centralized database, centralized capacity, so that the deployment of a portal and data analytics over time, over a few years, can unite all agencies.
The board is also recommending changes for strategic sourcing. The goal is to address critical management challenges with implementation. In that spirit, the board recommends mandating the use of government-wide strategic sourcing vehicles whenever possible. Board member Gail McGovern.
On the subcommittee, there were a number of anecdotal pieces of evidence as well as hard data of our colleagues that have done this and have had remarkable results. And so I think the way you laid this out was extremely well put. And even though the language is strong, like mandate the use of government-wide strategic sourcing, the experience from the subcommittee was that it's essential to use that type of language and to take those kinds of actions for the results to take place. And the less you can make optional, the stronger the results.
Acting Office of Management and Budget Director Jeff Zients agrees. He says the mandate would go a long way to change the strategic sourcing landscape.
I think that the mandate is key here. I mean, if we were talking about marginal areas where you could argue both ways, then I'd be more hesitant, but given that we've got some areas that are just so obvious we should be doing this together, and we have a history of not doing it that way, I think the risk-reward is very much tilted in the direction of let's do some mandates, and I think we can get the President's Management Council on board for it.
Zion says without a mandate, agencies will be chasing opportunities instead of getting ahead. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.